It's time for today's daily devotional, and this week we're talking about attitude of gratitude and finding the blessings together. Today we're going to kind of shift in and focus on gratitude, shifting our perspective. Our scripture comes from Psalm 118:24. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Okay, sometimes our perspective really shapes our reality. Think about it. Two people are walking through the same situation, and you and your friend may be doing this right now. Of course, one of you feel more with despair and the other one feels more with hope. That's not uncommon. The difference often isn't the circumstance, but it's the perspective that they carry into it, because gratitude acts like a spiritual lens. It brings that clarity into a blurry situation and the color to what may feel gray in what you're seeing. Now, choosing gratitude doesn't mean denying the pain, the frustration, or struggle. What it means that even in the middle of those reality, you intentionally look for God's fingerprints. Gratitude shifts your heart from focusing on what's missing and otherwise recognizing what's present. It takes your eyes off of the problems long enough to remember the provider. So have you ever taken your camera out, even on your device, on your phone, maybe on your tablet or iPad, and you were going to take a picture, but you realized the picture was kind of blurry, but just a small adjustment to that focus changes everything. And suddenly what once looked distorted becomes very sharp. It becomes very clear and it's beautiful. Well, gratitude does the exact same thing for your soul. So maybe you're in a season where everything seems to be going wrong. Maybe you're having a flat tire on your vehicles. Maybe you've got unexpected medical bills coming in. Or maybe you're even in a strained relationship. Without gratitude, all you can see are the weeds in the garden growing up around all of your problems. But if you take a moment to focus and give thanks, then you realize that even in the weeds, flowers still bloom, and gratitude doesn't erase the weeds, but it reminds you that it doesn't tell the whole story. So when we practice thanksgiving, we begin to see the challenges as opportunities for God to show His faithfulness, and gratitude reframes the obstacles that are in our way and redirects our attention from what's broken to what He's building. This week, we are encouraging you to sit down and write a blessings counted journal. All you got to do is figure out what you're going to use. Maybe it's your device. Maybe it's your tablet. Maybe it's just an old-fashioned piece of paper and a pen. Either way, write down a couple of things every day, some of the blessings that you have, and give gratitude to some of those blessings. What is one perspective right now that you just really need to surrender to God so that He can reshape it for you through thanksgiving? Think about that. Father, today we thank You for this day, not because it's perfect, but because it's Yours. Teach us to rejoice in the middle of our challenges by focusing on Your presence instead of our problems. Shift our perspective so that we can see the hope where we've only seen these obstacles, and open our eyes to the blessings that we are overlooking, and let gratitude be the lens through which we see this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.